Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Today's episode is brought to you by Everything is Messy, a book about resilience, reality, and personal development with recipes to help you live a happy, healthy, positive, and productive life. What you can expect from this book, it is a one-of-a-kind publication. You are going to experience a little bit of everything. Personal development, life lessons, real solutions, budget-friendly vegan recipes. There's over 20 of them in here. And proof that anything is possible when following the right formula. I want you to enjoy this journey when you read Everything is Messy. I want it to really make you think about the goals you have and the dreams you stop chasing. I want this book to help you get organized, be creative in the kitchen, level up in life, and I want it to make you believe again. You can, and I promise, have anything out of life, but you simply must put in the work. Use this book when you need it. Come back to it, and of course, share it with a friend. It is better to go through these times in life with an excellent support system, a good head on your shoulders, and a sense of humor, and the understanding that manifesting and visualizing an outcome can profoundly change your life. You guys, Everything is Messy is out now. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on Barnes & Noble. Head to everythingismessy.com. You can check your favorite retailer that is currently available, the ebook and the paperback, in the United States, in the UK, in Europe, in New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. I'm so proud of this book. And the best thing is that you can probably read it in about 2 hours or so. And the community to join with over 100 healthy recipes is completely free. So head to everythingismessy.com, grab a copy of your book today, whether it's the ebook or the paperback. If you'd like a signed copy, send me a DM on Instagram at the Happy Workaholic. I would be more than happy to write a special message for you and your friend in the book. Pop it in the mail. And don't forget to head on over to everythingismessy.com to see which retailer in your country, in your city, is currently carrying the book, as well as online, and the link to join the free community where I have filmed over 100 healthy recipes, how-to videos, and so many other life hacks, kitchen hacks. I have special links with brands where you get brand deals, and there's so much more in the Everything is Messy community. So again, head to everythingismessy.com, check out all the details, and I cannot wait to see you in the community.
Hello, hello. I hope that you are having a great day. Today's episode is going to be all about my experiences with this COVID-19 vaccine that I chose to get. So my window is open. The birds are chirping. I feel like it will add a nice aesthetically pleasing sound to the show while I'm talking about my experience. So if you're new here, I talk a lot about mental health, and I suffer from PTSD, and it's been really bad after the pandemic, and certain things trigger it, and it could be a smell, it could be something I see, it could be something I hear. Many things can trigger it. So I think it's really important for me to share why I got the vaccine and my experiences, because I do have mental health issues that I'm going to therapy for, and I do a lot of holistic healing to help ease them and make things go away. But, you know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and there's not one thing on the internet I've seen expressing, you know, maybe how you can prepare yourself and be well-versed in certain departments and just overall feel as best as you can if you choose to get this vaccine, if you do suffer from mental health issues, whether it's anxiety or depression or PTSD. I have all of them. I just think that if I have this platform, I should use it to share my experiences in the hopes that, you know, if I can help one person, then I know that sharing my story, it made sense to do it. And I've never recorded a show, maybe one or two other shows, but I honestly don't even remember what they were about, where it's kind of a topic that's quite controversial. I still have friends that are anti-vaccine. I was definitely anti-vaccine. And just to give you a backstory, if you are new here, this show started off because I wanted to share my life with an autoimmune disease and how I was living it and helping other patients and business and LinkedIn and all of that. And if you have been listening to this show for almost 4 years now, which is so insane, you do know my story and you're probably sick of hearing it, but it's like such a huge part of my life. And I was misdiagnosed with diseases that I did chemo for. I was overdosed with chemo. I was on a lot of prescription medications, 12 to 14 at a time. And from withdrawing from all of that is why I now have anxiety, depression, and PTSD. That's the very long story short. I've never had any of these issues before that. And for me in particular, I was so petrified of dying during the pandemic that I wrote a book. I created new programs. I worked my butt off. It wasn't until afterwards where everything hit me. And that's when my PTSD kicked in, like times 10. And little things can trigger it, which I'll get into, because it was off the charts after getting this vaccine. So I'm anti-vaccine. I did not want to get it. I didn't want another chemical in my body. I'm still trying to heal from the poisons I had before. And it takes years to heal from something like that. Withdrawing from all these drugs, you know, I still get vertigo all the time. That is also something that is caused from withdrawing from heavy nerve damage pills I was on. And I didn't want to put another poison in my body. So in my mind, and by the way, I would just like to say that we all know I'm not a medical expert here, but I am a professional patient. So everything I'm sharing is my personal experiences. This is not, I'm not sharing this for you to take it as medical advice whatsoever. I'm just sharing my story as I always do on each and every episode here. So I just want to say that. I did not want anything in my body that, you know, all these reports are coming out, like there's side effects and, you know, we all know the stories, right? I don't need to go into them. I just did not want it. And then for some reason, I was just like, fuck it, let me just get it. Because everybody, everywhere you go, if you need to travel, you need to show this card. And I really want to travel. I really miss that part of my life. And I just said, fuck it. I didn't tell anyone. And I went on Mother's Day to CVS and I got my vaccine. And my anxiety was through the roof when I was there. I didn't wait long at all. I wasn't even there like 30 minutes total. They do make you wait like 15 minutes just to make sure that you don't have any issues after you get the shot. I was sweating profusely. My heart was racing. I took a whole dropper of CBD oil. It just like, I felt like I was in the hospital and I was at a CVS that I go to all the time. So immediately my brain starts going into like PTSD mode and it's not a fun experience. So once I got it, I was like, okay, I'm done. And the young gentleman that gave me the shot said, okay, like just go home because it can, you know, like in an hour you might feel like you have the flu. Like everybody is different. This is also something else I want to say is that everybody's experience with whatever vaccine they get is different. So I'm just sharing what happened with me so that you do hear another version of side effects that I feel like people aren't talking about. I did Google a lot of things and found that there are other side effects that people have mentioned, but like they're not in the news. Like this whole thing is based on fear and It's just really awful, like, what, especially the United States pushes out through media, like, what you can expect and the blood clots and, like, all of that. So, I did get the Johnson & Johnson shot, and you may think, oh my God, why did you do that? Because it causes blood clots. Well, I know somebody that has a blood clot from the other, another one. And in my mind, I am not going to go through this twice. I want it one shot and be done, move on with my life. That's how my thought process works. Also, I feel like they're all the same. They can kill you. They're poison. I mean, you might think the exact opposite, like it's a vaccine, it's based on science, you know, they've done all these trials, but really they haven't like had enough time. I mean, as good, they did it as good as it can be in the time that we needed it. I do believe in science. I do believe in the medical research and all of that. But also in my mind, as somebody that's been overdosed with chemo and been on her deathbed many times, the last thing I wanted to do is put something like this in my body. But again, I chose to do one shot and be done because I just wanted to move on with my life. And you need this card. And so I just did it. And that's really the honest explanation is I was just overhearing about it. I'm over the mask situation. It's giving me anxiety now. And like, I get like really panicky when I'm in a store and I have it on, I can't breathe. It's really bad. And so I just wanted to be done. And so that's why I did it. And again, like in my mind, like why would I torture myself twice if I can just do it once? Reports came out and they stopped using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of the blood clots. And that can, again, happen with any of them. But then also at the same time, it's like the news can come out with a report for another, like the one of the other ones and say it's 10 times worse. Like, we just don't know because it's so new. You know what I mean? So that's why I got, like, in my mind, it's the same. They're all like chemicals I'm putting into my body. That's so why go through that twice? So that's why I ended up getting the vaccine. That's why I chose that one. And now I'm here to share the side effects that I had and then also how you can prepare for something like this, especially when you have anxiety or depression or PTSD, especially PTSD. This is like really important for me to share. It's like really heavy. Like, I know I have to share this because no one is talking about it. And again, it's my experiences. So you could have been fine with the vaccine and also have anxiety, depression, and PTSD. So I wish I was you because it was not like that for me. But I just feel so strongly about sharing my experience. So I'm going to do that now. So first of all, in the back of my mind, I had a feeling that I was going to just do this. And my friends were shocked. They're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe you got that. You hate, like you've been saying, like, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. And I just didn't even tell anyone and I got it. But, which is also like, I just didn't want to hear, like, I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted it to be done. But I had a feeling I was going to do that in the back of my mind. So I went to my local market called Sprouts, and I'll put these products in my Amazon store. So if you're interested, you can grab them. They're really inexpensive, but I've been using chlorophyll in my water. Chlorophyll is usually used for altitude sickness. So if you ski, you probably see a lot of people walking around with green drinks. That's where I've seen it the most. I started researching it when I was going through chemo because it's really good for cancer and detoxing, and it's a really good blood builder. So, and it just tastes like, it's a little green dropper and it just tastes like peppermint. There's peppermint oil in it. So I started drinking chlorophyll to prep my blood. And, then I was drinking electrolytes that I found that has no sugar and no sodium. And I needed that for rowing because I'm severely dehydrated and I couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, oh my God, I need electrolytes because I was working out so hard, like the hardest I've worked out in years. And I tried liquid IV, but the amount of sugar and sodium in that is just ridiculous. So I found electrolytes And again, I got them at Sprouts. It was like $20 for 30 servings, which is also a really good price. And so those two I've been drinking. Every day I have my green and purple drink. And the chlorophyll, if you Google it, I think the first article that shows up is the Healthline report. And there's a lot of other benefits from chlorophyll, like it can help heal your skin. Again, it's a blood builder. It's really good for detoxing. So I'm still trying to like heal my body. So that's why I really wanted to start drinking chlorophyll every day. Some reports say it's great for weight loss. I don't really see how, except for the peppermint benefit, maybe. I'm not really sure. Also, it can be used as a natural deodorant. And again, for altitude sickness, that's really the most popular. That if you've heard of it, maybe you've seen that happening. I have a copper bracelet I wear now. So those are like some of the things that I've like prepared holistically, like because I kind of knew in the back of my mind I was gonna do this. So that's something I would do is if you plan on getting the vaccine, is just make sure that you're drinking a shit ton of water. If you need electrolytes, make sure there's like no sodium or no sugar in them and start drinking chlorophyll. It just comes in a dropper. And I'm only doing a third of the recommended dosage. I do 10 to 15 drops in water and it says 3 times a day. And I only just have it once. So I think you're pretty good with that. But that's how I prepare my body. Like that's the steps that I chose to take before the vaccine. Now, I want to get into the side effects. So Sunday night is when I got my shot. Within an hour, and my anxiety was already through the roof. So when I feel like I'm going to die, which is literally when my PTSD kicks in, that's how I feel, like I'm preparing for the worst. So I go on a crazy shopping spree, like at the supermarket. So I got every single fruit and vegetable at Sprouts, and then I had to go to another market, but I didn't have time, so I had to go after because this, like, fear is, like, insane because now I'm told, okay, it's going to kick in like, an hour. So I'm, like, rushing like a mad woman in the store. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And I just got everything I used to buy when I was going through chemo, like I was going to die. So I got all the fruits and veggies, so I'm healthy. I got crackers, I got soups, like a whole list. I mean, I haven't memorized. I can literally like spit it out right now, but I'm not going to do that. But within an hour, I was at the store and I just had to get a couple more things. The lines were crazy. There was a lot of people in there. And I started having a panic attack, like head down in the middle of my legs, hysterically crying with my mask, panic attack, and it happened twice in the same store. And it's so embarrassing. And I don't think I've really shared that part of my life on the show, but it's like, it's awful. And I didn't think I was going to make it home. And then I felt like I had this disease that I was misdiagnosed with again. And then like in my mind, I thought like I was going to die because I just put the vaccine in my body. Like it's bad. So that was the first experience after getting my shot where I was sweating and then I got like the chills and basically felt like I had the flu like within hours, like later that night. I mean, he told me to expect that. And I think we all have heard that and our friends or yourself, you've experienced it or you could have been totally fine. And you're so lucky because I wish I could have been that person. So I was just like crying when I got home and it was torture. I put everything in the fridge and freezer and pantry and just lied down. And if you know me, you know, I like to prep everything and have it nice and organized. And that is not what I did. I just threw the shit away and came to bed. And then I'd say later on that night, I got the shot at 5. And I think around 11, I was like freaking out. So like I just started getting like really like cold sweats and fever and like the whole nine. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be torture. And it's really hard to get out of that mindset once you're there. And I do therapy, I do tapping, I do sound baths, I meditate. I mean, I do it all. But when you're in it, it's hard to come out. So that was Sunday. That's when I got the shot. Monday, I was super nauseous. Definitely felt like I had the flu, the headache. I had crazy headaches, and I don't usually get headaches. And then also my arms started getting really sore where I got the shot and around it. Tuesday, I thought I felt a little bit better. And so I went out and I went to a couple stores and I had the worst anxiety. Like I could barely speak properly. Like it was just bad. And then I started sweating and then I had the chills. I was freezing and then I was sweating, you know, that whole flu-like symptom situation. And then my arm started getting even worse, like really, really sore. And I thought I could push myself to go rowing. And then I was like, let me just take one more day off. And then I realized, oh my God, I can't row because of my arm either. And because it was so sore. And Wednesday, I started getting really swollen. And I had this pressure in my ears and in my head. And I started getting vertigo. And I was literally sitting upright in bed. So that was weird. I have seen those symptoms before. But again, I feel like not a lot of people are talking about them. Also, it's that time of the month, and I was 2 days late. And that's not normal at all. And that's also a side effect that a lot of people aren't talking about. So if you're late, maybe that's why, if you've gotten the vaccine. But again, these are just my own personal experiences. And then Thursday, my arm is still swollen, and I felt a little bit better. And then today is Friday and I definitely feel better. My arm is still sore, but I'm just gonna row tomorrow anyway. I was going to row today, but I was like, I just need one more day. And this is the most time I've spent away from rowing. And it makes me sad because I'm obsessed with it and I love it and I miss it. And I just like, I can't go. I have to listen to my body. So those are my experiences with the side effects. Besides me crying every day and thinking I was like sick and gonna die because I got this vaccine. And you're probably thinking like, why'd you get it anyway? You know, but I already explained my thought process and now I just need to move on. But it's taken a number of days. I mean, today's Friday, so, and I got it Sunday. So basically all week was something else. So I tried to, you know, keep my spirits up and I was talking with friends and I went out a bunch of times and I went to Target and, you know, just tried to like survive, like ride the wave, you know? But I want to share with you a couple other things that I do and have and what you should have on hand, because I feel like this really helped me because I have two friends that got the shot after me, the following day and they were really bad, but just for the one day. And I feel like mine is definitely more of a mental issue than the actual physical, which kind of extended my side effects, maybe. I don't know. That's just my thoughts. But there's a lot of things I always have that I need to have on hand just from being sick that I think are really beneficial to have in your pantry and your bathroom, in your kitchen. So when you don't feel good and when you're trying to heal, they're there for you. So sugar-free peppermint mints or gum, anything peppermint really helps with nausea. So if you want to get some of those and just have them, I have like a little medicine drawer and I have all these things in there. I use this holistic flu medicine and I wish I had it in front of me, but I would jack up the name. But it is in my Amazon store and I get it from Amazon now because it's so much cheaper than at my local store. But they're these little like pellets that you put in your, they come in a little vial and they're like little pellets. It's this holistic flu medicine. The box is orange, white, and blue. And it begins with a OSC, like oscillium or something like that. But I swear by them. So as soon as I came home after the shot on Sunday, I started taking flu meds because it just helps alleviate the symptoms. And I feel like mine would have been a lot worse if I didn't start doing that right away. I had all my peppermint stuff. I was drinking a ton of water, definitely my chlorophyll and electrolytes. You want to stay really, really hydrated. I mean, they're going to tell you that, but I'm telling you stay extra hydrated, because your head, if you get a headache, you're done. Like, these headaches are so strong. What else should you have in your pantry? You should have your favorites. You should have crackers. You should have bread, like, so you can make toast, or like fruit cups or canned fruit or fresh fruit, in your fridge, obviously, but in your pantry have, box soups. I love the box soups from Trader Joe's. They don't have that much sugar and salt in them. Just if you have it plain, you can have, chicken broth. I actually get my chicken broth from Target now because it has no salt and it's amazing. I just can't have more than like 1,000 milligrams of sodium every day. That's what I'm supposed to not pass that for vertigo issues. But, that's a really good one to stock up. I'm sure every Target has it. It's the Good and Gather brand, and there's no salt chicken broth. It's amazing. Just have the basics, like what you love in your pantry. So if you're a mom, I'm sure you're already stocked up, and you have kids. And if you're somebody like me that just needs to like stock up your pantry, stock up your medicine cabinet, make sure you have ibuprofen, Tylenol, a heating pad, a thermometer, you know, all the things that you're going to need if you're by yourself. This is the thing. I was all alone, and of course I could get something delivered, but I always think like the worst that I possibly can. So I'm always prepared. And also I was a personal assistant for many years. So these things just come naturally to me, like make a list, buy it, have it in stock. Meaning like in my pantry or medicine cabinet or whatever. So those are just like basics, and you probably already have them. If not, go grab the ones that maybe I mentioned you don't have. And then as far as food goes, I love making like a fresh, like chicken veggie soup, or just like a vegetable, like healing soup, things that have like a lot of healing properties. A lot of Indian food has a lot of healing properties, especially in their spices. So I made myself a vegetable healing soup. So I did fresh dill, fresh cilantro. I did cumin and turmeric and paprika and cayenne and celery, like all these healthy veggies. I think I did squash. I added in there, I used sesame and olive oil, and I made this delicious soup. And I'm telling you, like, you know, it's like comfort food. It just tastes so good. And the broth, I just used water, and then I added some salsa for flavor. If you want to check out that recipe, I actually posted my green juices and my fresh clementine juice I've been drinking as well. It's on my Instagram stories. So, excuse me. If you go to my May highlights, you'll see it. And I posted the recipe there. It's super simple. I did like a slideshow so you can see like the process of how to make it. But prepare and prep some fruits and veggies in your fridge so that you don't have, you know, like growing up, I would always have like canned fruit, canned soup. And that's not good. That's not healthy. So in order for your immune system to come back to where it needs to be, the more produce, you know, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, the better, I believe. And so that's why I made myself this veggie healing soup. And then I made some new juices and I added pineapple, which I don't usually buy pineapple, but listen, when they're $1.98 a piece, you got to buy that pineapple. Cause sometimes here in California, they're like $5 a piece. I was like, oh, I need that. And something else, instead of buying orange juice, that's pure sugar, which I love, the extra pulp, buy a bag of clementines, because when they're on sale, again, totally scored, $2.99 a bag. Usually they're like $5 or $6, sometimes even $8, which is insane. And I've been making clementine juice. And how you do that is you just take off the skin, you pop them in your Ninja or your juice blender, whatever you have, add about 1/4 cup of water to like 8 clementines and blend. And then you instantly have clementine juice, and it's a little bit thicker than regular orange juice, and I love it. And I just made a batch yesterday with some ginger just to spice it up, and it's delicious. And then for my juice, I did a new recipe. I did kale, green apple, celery, clementine, ginger, cilantro, pineapple, turmeric, and cayenne. That's in there. So that's just some examples of how I like to heal, how I like to eat. And, you know, if you have the actual flu, if you have a cold, if you're taking a mental health break and you need to come back and just feel really good, like fresh fruits and veggies does it for me every time. I also made turkey burgers and sweet potato fries because I was dying for protein. And those were delicious as well. And I'm actually posting those recipes on my Instagram today. So, and they're also in my book. But yeah, I think it's just really important just to have your favorites on hand, like in your pantry and your fridge, you know, if it's not going to go bad, and your medicine cabinet. And I try to go the most holistic way possible most of the time. But listen, if you need a cookie or a piece of cake or something that's going to make you feel better, then go get it, because we only have one life and you need to enjoy it. And if you don't feel good and you need to have that special treat, it's time that you have that special treat, you know, but just balance it out with like fresh produce. And that's just how I was able to like come back and feel better, I feel like, because throughout the process of after the vaccine, having those flu meds on hand, which I'm out, so I need to actually put in an Amazon order today and get more, because that's one thing, I never run out of stuff when it comes to like medicines and things like that. Like I need to be fully stocked just because I always have to like prepare for something, I feel like. That's another PTSD situation. And I just think it's really important just to prepare. And the whole point of this episode is just to share what I do, because I do struggle with anxiety and depression and PTSD, and getting a vaccine, it really elevated that. Here's another example. When I was going through chemo, my iced coffee would never taste right. And that's just a side effect from the chemo. And it would make me so mad, because if there's one thing you don't know about me, I'm going to share it with you now, is I'm obsessed with my iced coffee in the morning. It's a whole glorious situation. I post it on my Instagram all the time. I make espresso cubes. Like, it's my number one thing to be excited about when I wake up in the morning. And I just have one. Sometimes I have two. But it's just my thing. I hate hot coffee. I hate hot drinks. I love my delicious iced coffee. I spend a lot of time preparing it and making it delicious. I mix all kinds of coffee and it's just delicious. And when I take my first sip and it does not taste right, do you know how upsetting that is? It's so upsetting. So Monday and Tuesday after the vaccine, my coffee tasted different. It was awful. And I'm like, oh my God. So that immediately made me think like I was going through chemo again. And that is a prime example of PTSD. If I could smell, if somebody was brewing hot coffee and I smelled it, that also reminds me of that. So when you have PTSD, smells and scents, and I mean, anything can trigger it. Even if I eat something and it tastes off, it could remind me of sometimes something that I would try to eat, like going through chemo or, when I was misdiagnosed, that whole drama, that is PTSD. And so it just got really bad this week after the shot, because being sick and feeling like that reminded me of going through chemo and being sick. So that's why I think it's great to prepare yourself if you do choose to get the vaccine, with healing properties that you should have, again, like chlorophyll and electrolytes and things to like boost your immune system, like fresh produce, and then stock up your pantry, stock up your medicine cabinet, and just make sure you have stuff on hand. So if you do get sick, you can just relax and take the day off and like be good, you know? But that is my experience. And I feel like it's really important to share that, you know, if you do have mental health issues like myself and you do choose to get this vaccine, that it may be triggering for you, maybe not. But I feel like it was really important to share my experience because it was horrific. And I wasn't even able to record this episode. For 3 days, I've been trying to record this episode and I couldn't, because I cried and cried and cried. I couldn't stop crying. And you don't want to hear that. And I wanted to just be calm and explain to you, like, this is my process. This was my, I'm going to cough. Excuse me. This was my thought process on why I chose to get it. This is how I prepare myself. And you can take my advice and use it for, you know, other reasons. You know, if you just are like, oh, I really need to get organized in my medicine cabinet, or I should always have like a stock pantry just in case I get sick. Go ahead and do that, you know, and if you just want some new delicious healthy recipes, go on my Instagram because they're all there. But I just really felt so strongly about sharing my experience, especially from somebody that is going through this PTSD wave and having anxiety and depression all at once. And on top of that, it was that time of the month, so it made it like even worse. But today is Friday. I'm finally recording this episode. I'm so sorry it's so late. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to not cry. I wanted to just, you know, state facts and share with you again, my experiences and everything that I went through, everything that I like to have on hand, everything I feel like you should know just from somebody else, just a normal person that chose to get the shot that felt like shit for a week. And those are my experiences. And you might have gone through it already and felt nothing. So I'm so happy for you because this was a nightmare. But now I feel like I'm done. I feel a lot better. Tomorrow I'm getting back to rowing. I cannot wait because it's been 5 days and that's too long. I haven't gone past 3 days. And that was when I first started because I was so sore. But I'm excited to get back to rowing. My arm still hurts a little bit, but I feel like once I row tomorrow, it'll be back to normal. But yeah, so that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you regarding the vaccine, why I got it, how to help yourself heal. Definitely do all the meditations, put on your favorite playlist, binge watch some Kardashians, you know, a show's almost over. I've been watching Ballers on HBO Max and Bethany Frankel's show, and then just reading and writing, and I have a lot more money books I got, so maybe I'll do an episode next week all about my money books and how they are, or let me know what you would like to hear. I just want to, you know, again, say this is in no way medical advice. I'm just sharing my experiences after getting the vaccine and what I go through. And if you do suffer from anxiety and depression and PTSD and you're afraid to get the vaccine, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm not saying you should get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't get it. But it's not, the show is not meant to be for that. It's meant to be for just sharing my experiences and what I like to do when I don't feel good and how I come out of it and how today is a new day. And now I can go live my best life because now I finally shared this on this episode, which I tried to record for the last 3 days. So again, I'm sorry it's late, but it's here. And if you have any other questions, you can always text me on the hotline number and ask away. But I just felt it was really important to share because I haven't seen many people sharing what I just spoke about. So if I can help just one person, that's my goal in life. So also, I'm loving my copper bracelet that I got at a market. Don't you love those random finds? It was $8. Side note, anyway, I hope that you're having a wonderful day, week, you enjoy your weekend. Again, if you have any questions about this episode, feel free to text me on the hotline, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. And then everything that I spoke about, the chlorophyll, the electrolytes, and that holistic flu medicine, I will add to my Amazon store. So you can click that link in the show notes and just see what it is if you want to just like run to Target or another store and grab them. You'll see exactly which products I use. And they are also on my May highlights on my Instagram as well. I posted a bunch of videos for them so that you can see them. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back next week on Wednesday, because that was the original plan this week, with my birds chirping in the background, with a brand new show. So I think I'm going to do it on my money books. So stay tuned. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news,
sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.